The focus of the coronavirus outbreak is shifting from China to the rest of the world. The World Health Organization says the majority of new cases are now outside China. In Europe, the focus is on northern Italy, and the financial hub of Milan has ground to a halt as authorities try to stop the spread of the disease. Authorities are warning that Europe must prepare for more outbreaks. Europe correspondent Linton Besser reports from Milan.
It's one of Italy's biggest cities, the industrial and financial heart of the country. But the usually bustling metropolis of Milan has fallen eerily quiet as coronavirus grips northern Italy. A hairdresser, Tito, whose salon was closed when I met him in downtown Milan, said if things kept going the way they were, the country would soon be at the end of its rope. Carlo, who lives in Pavia, was in Milan for the day on business. If shops do not work and people's businesses remain on hold, he said, then Italy was facing a real problem. The nation remains financially fragile, and a shutdown in its prosperous north could have dire effects on its economy. Here, museums, schools, universities and government offices have all closed, and in the so-called red zones, thousands of residents have been told to stay inside.
In downtown Milan, there are still people on the street. Some of them are wearing masks, but many are not. I just walked past one church that had a sign out the front that said it was closing its doors because of the coronavirus.
In Rome, the Pope spoke to the masses, many of whom were wearing masks in St. Peter's Square. I would like to express my closeness to the people infected by coronavirus, he told the faithful. Other major events are being postponed or cancelled. The city's prestigious design fair, Salon del Mobile, has been postponed. Marva Griffin is one of its executives.
Of course, it's a sad thing because it's the first time that it happens that we have to postpone the date of Salone. But what can we do against health, against nature?
But despite the Italian government's best efforts, the virus continues to spread across the continent. Today, Greece confirmed its first case of coronavirus, a 38-year-old who travelled from the infectious region of northern Italy. And a second person has died in France from the virus, where more than a dozen people are confirmed to have contracted the disease. Authorities, however, are urging calm.
We take the virus and the situation very seriously. At the same time, we should also remember that 4 out of 5 patients have mild symptoms and recover.
That was Hans Kluger with the World Health Organization. The global body says today more new cases of the virus have been reported collectively outside of China for the first time. This is Linton Besser reporting in Milan for AM.